First off, let me apologize for yesterday when I completely forgot the NHL. Blame it on weed. Kind of a pothead. It is what it is. So I'm going to start with that right now. The Golden Knights at the Dallas Stars. Great series. Tied 2-2. Vegas won... Let's make sure about this. Yeah, Vegas won all three games during the season. Then they won the first two games of the series. Really looked like they just had their number. Then the Stars won in overtime 3-2. Then they won 4-2 last game. Tonight is in Dallas. Oddly enough, the away team has won every game so far in this series. I think that changes tonight. And Dallas wins. Okay, LA Edmonton. Pretty sure Edmonton's going for the... Yeah, 3-1. Edmonton in the series. Oilers won 7-4. Lost 5-4, won 6-1, and 1-0. So, yeah, I like Edmonton. I didn't think the Oilers really had a good chance here. They lost 3 out of 4 during the regular season. So, going with the two favorites there. And let's hop over to the NBA, which I did great on 2 days ago, and I got destroyed with yesterday. Yesterday was a nightmare day, coming off a great one, but that's gambling. Celtics favored by 14.5. Good God, that's scary. They won game 1 by 20. Lost game 2 by 10. Won game 3 by 20. Won game 4 by 14. That's a little too high for me. Don't like the over and under at 200. Although the last two games... have gone under at 190 and 188. The game before that was... Sorry, 290. I'm sorry, yeah, 190, 188. And the game before that was 211. So, I mean, not too far. Yeah, well, 200. Yeah, I'm not touching that. I don't like this game. That is... The line's too high. Screw that. I mean, I think I'm... Celtics at 37-4 at home this year. 5 losses if you count the playoffs. And, yeah, I just don't... see the Celtics not winning by at least 13 to 15, probably 20, but that's too close to the odds, so screw that. Next up, Mavericks, Clippers. Tim Hardaway Jr. out. Whoa, Luka, game time decision. Sprained knee, but he's probable. Okay. Well, that threw a little wrench in my plans. Kawhi Leonard... Pretty sure he's out. He will not play. He's out. Okay. This series is tied 2-2. Dallas, 2.5-point favorites tonight. Clippers won the first game at home. Mavericks won the second game on the road. Clippers won the first game by 12. Mavericks won the second game by 3. Mavericks won the third game by 11. And the Clippers won the fourth game by 5. This series is so goddamn hard. It doesn't make sense to me because I just looked at teams and I feel like the Clippers are so much better, so much more talented, but Dallas is, I guess, just a better team. My gut says Clippers, but I don't really like this game again. NBA is tough as shit. Should have just went with baseball and hockey today, but I do like running down every game because this is... Whatever. This is how I'm getting a lot better at gambling just by doing this, looking up the stats live. Yeah, I can do it beforehand, but whatever, blah, blah, blah. Okay, one of my least favorite pitchers in the league, Miles Mikolas, is pitching today. Usually always bet against him, but he's facing Kenta Maeda, who's also pretty shit. But not as, like, career shit as Mikolas. He also has really good numbers against... Contreras, 1-for-5, 3 Ks. Arenado, 4-for-30 against Maeda in his career. And Goldschmidt, 7-for-32 with 8 Ks. Sorry, Arenado, 4-for-30 with 15 Ks. Canna, 1-for-9. Veerling, 2-for-4. Baez, 5-for-20. And Kelly, 0-for-6. Mikolas hadn't seen a bunch of other guys on that team. But I just... really don't like Mikolas. He's not good in any way. And I'm not too sure about Maida's last year. Let me just check it out fast. Yeah, 1.17 whip and 21 starts. So that was one of his worst seasons. His worst was right before that when he had a 1.30 whip and a 4.66 ERA. Last year was 4.23 and 1.17. That's really good for the American League, especially the whip. So, yeah, I like Maida even more after reading that. And I guess I can pull up Mikolas's numbers fast just to, yeah, this dude's a nightmare. 5.91 this year, 6.10 away. He usually goes 4.2 innings and gives up 5 runs. Or that's happened twice. And 3 of the games gave up 2 runs. So, okay, yeah. Usually it was not the right word there. Sorry. 2 runs, 5 runs, 5 runs, 2 runs, 2 runs. He went 6 innings and then 6.2 innings his first 2 games of the season. And then 4.2, 4.2, 5.2. Last game, 7 hits. He gave up only 2 runs against the Mets. I was watching that game. The Mets should have scored a lot more runs. And yeah, sorry, Miles Mikolas, he's probably a nice guy, in case anyone happens to be listening out there that knows you, or maybe if you're listening, just a bad pitcher that I'm always going to bet against. Okay, Tampa versus Milwaukee. First off, like the under in this game, 8.5. Eflin versus Rhea, 3.25, 1.27, and Eflin, 4.08, 1.19. 60% for the Brewers, whatever. I like Eflin, and, I said I like the under, so definitely the under. Now, this game is a little too close, I think. I like Eflin a lot, but this other dude's been really good, and Contreras hits Eflin, Adames, 2-for-6, Bowers, 2-for-6, Terang, 1-for-2, Contreras, 4-for-11, so pretty much everyone in tonight's lineup hits him a little. And Rhea hasn't seen this team other than Palacios once, who hit a home run, and Caballero over 2. So not much there. I like the under, and I'm just going to do that. Minnesota-Chicago, probably a disgustingly big line. Yeah, Minnesota minus 210. Ober versus Flexen. I've been talking about Ober almost whenever he's starting. He's at 1.05 whip now. He started the year terribly. He's just going to get better and better and better. He's facing Chris Flexen, who sucks. 5.11, 1.34, and that's probably a really good year for him. White Sox are terrible, like the Twins, but if you take them by a run and a half, it's still minus 130, and I just don't like doing that. Kansas City, Toronto. Seth Lugo versus Chris Bassitt. Chris Bassitt has been bad, 5.64, 1.85, while Seth Lugo has been ridiculous. 1.66, 1.11. I'm just looking up Toronto against Lugo. He hasn't seen them a ton. Springer 2-for-4. Vlad 1-for-3. Bichette 2-for-4. Varsho 0-for-1. Jansen no. Schneider no. Kinnear Fiala no. Barger no. And can't see the KC guys at the moment, and it doesn't matter because Bassitt has been awful. I don't know how he's a favorite against a guy who has a 1.11 whip through 38 innings, and he's 4-1, and the team is 18-13. Yeah, enough stats. Take Kansas City. Like them a lot here. I was going to say maybe the under. Nope, 7.5. Don't touch the under. Just take Kansas City there. Like that one a lot. Do the... Did you play DraftKings? Do the go up by 2 early thing on that one. Pittsburgh, Oakland, don't like it. Stripling and Priester. Priester, kind of, yeah, he's got 10 innings this year. Stripling's a mess, but Oakland is favored on ESPN Bet. I'm sorry, ESPN Analytics. Also, ESPN Bet. Oh, sorry, it's basically it's 50-50. Minus 110, minus 110. Don't like it. Moving on. Atlanta, Seattle. Mariners won both games so far for a combined 3, 5, 7, 8 runs in 2 games in this series for both teams combined. The over-under is 7.5 today, but I wouldn't touch that with Chris Sale and Emerson Hancock. Chris Sale's been really good, 0.92. Emerson Hancock, shit, I didn't even notice that. 1.13, even though he has a 5.06 ERA, so... Got to be a lot of bad luck there. which should definitely turn around. But nothing really special here. Haniger 0 for 6 with 4 Ks against Sale, and Polanco 4 for 13 with 4 RBIs against Sale. Yeah, I don't like this game. Philly, Los Angeles. Philly is almost, 63-37 on ESPN Analytics. Wheeler's awesome, 0.88 whip. Sandoval isn't, 1.78 whip, 6.33 ERA. Philly's got a better lineup. Mike Trout is out. Yeah, this line is huge. This is one where I would consider taking the 1.5. I think they're just going to beat the piss out of them today. But it's baseball, nothing's guaranteed, and it sucks when you lose on a negative thing like that, at least for me. So, next up, Reds-Pirates. I saw this game last night, and I'm not looking at any more stats. I've seen enough just knowing Musgrove from his ERA is close to 7. His whip is 1.66, 35 innings. Ashcraft pitching for the Reds, 1.29 whip, even though his ERA is 4.40. The Reds 16-14 actually have a better record than the Padres. They're 7-7 away, while the Padres are 7-12 at home. The Padres are pretty big favorites at negative minus 145, plus 125 money line for the Reds. Maybe even go now. Forget it. I was going to say maybe go crazy and add the 1.5, but it's in San Diego, Giant Park. Don't like messing with it. Cubs Mets. Mets have been killing me. Totally killing me. I bet on them yesterday, and then I bet on the Cubs the day before, or whatever, vice versa. I had it backwards, so that sucked. Today it's Imanaga, who has been ridiculous, 4-0, 0.98 whip, 0.80 ERA in 27 innings with 28 strikeouts and 3 walks. Maybe the best pitcher in baseball. Haven't really compared with others, but he's going against Jose Budo, or Budo. 0-1, but 2.86, 1.09 whip, fantastic, 25 Ks, 22 innings, but he has walked 12. And, what's the under here, 7.5? First game was 3-1, last game was 4-2. I don't like 7.5 unders, but I think I'm going to go with the under, and I might go with the Cubs and the under. Usually when you do that on DraftKings, it'll pop it up to 8.5. There's a little parlay section. Cubs. First off, Cubs. You want to go crazy, Cubs in the under. Yankees, Baltimore. I said the other day the Yankees are going to start exploding, and then they did, and then they stopped. I don't know if this is a thing, but I think Baltimore kind of owns the Yankees. I could be totally wrong about that. They won the first two games of the series. 2-0 and 4-2, totally shutting down this insane Yankee lineup. And today they have Corbin Burnes going, who is easily their best pitcher, one of the best in the league. 3-0, 2.55, not great for him. He'll get better at that. I mean, still, 2.55 is pretty great, but 0.93 whip, 35 Ks, 35 innings, low for him, 8 walks. He's going against Lewis Gill, 4.01, 1.34, 24 innings, 35 strikeouts, 19 walks. 60-40 for the Orioles here. I like them by 1.5. That's plus 140 odds. And now to my Red Sox. Love them. There's no announced pitcher for the Giants from what I see. And Cutter Crawford is pitching for the Red Sox, who is only 1-1, but he's pitched 33 innings, 34 strikeouts, 11 walks, 1.35 ERA, 1.11 whip. Boston 17-13, only 6-8 at home, but that should change. They beat the Giants 4-1 in the first game, and they've just been playing really well in the beginning of this season. Their bullpen, which was trash last year, has been better. Their lineup is solid, and I don't want to jinx them, so I'm going to shut up now about that. Take Boston, Washington, Texas. Okay, here's an interesting one. Washington has Trevor Williams going. I mentioned last time he went. Take a shot on him. He's 2-0, 2.70, 1.05 whip. Haney for Texas, 0-3, 6.26. Decent whip, 1.26, but, I mean, obviously the Texas Rangers have a much better offense. They won 7-1 last game. This is taking a shot, but I don't think it's a crazy shot in any way. Trevor Williams could shut them down. Haney can get spanked. You know, both can happen. Either can happen. Washington wins. They're plus 160. Again, that DraftKings, they have a go up by two early thing. And that's another one I would definitely consider it on. And two left, Cleveland-Houston. Tristan McKenzie versus Justin Verlander, who I worry about because he's old and I watched him on the Mets and he just seems to always break down, but you never know when that's going to happen. He might be awesome for a few months. He's going against Tristan McKenzie, who I really like, but his numbers just aren't there, at least yet. 18 strikeouts, 17 walks, 1.68 whip, 4.91 ERA. I like everything about Houston here except the line. But I would take Houston minus 1.5. Don't love it, but I would. And last but not least, Dodgers versus Arizona. First off, the under. Under 8.5. Yamamoto is going against Montgomery. Yamamoto, 1.07 whip. Montgomery, 0.92 whip. Yamamoto, 37 strikeouts and 6 Ks in 28 innings. Montgomery's only pitched twice, but 7 strikeouts and 1 walk in 13 innings. He's 1-1. Dodgers lineup is fantastic. But yeah, just go with the under here. And that's all for today. Peace.